Activists wrapped up a hunger strike outside Senator Hillary Clinton's office in New York City. The strikers are demanding a full investigation into the murder of independent journalist Brad Will, who was killed while covering massive anti-government protests in Oaxaca, Mexico, 2 years ago this day. Mexican authorities have implicated the Popular Assembly of the People of Oaxaca, or APO, in Brad Will's death and have arrested two APO activists for his murder. But critics say that published photographs of the gunmen illustrate that they're government officials, not APO activists. Harry Bubbins was a friend of Brad Will. He explains why he took part in the hunger strike.
And after 2 years, our local New York elected officials have done very little, if anything, to secure real justice in his murder. The actual photographic video evidence of people who killed him implicate government officials, yet they're on the loose. Unfortunately, recently, activists in Oaxaca, Mexico, with the APO, have been blamed for his death, which is totally ludicrous, and we're here in solidarity with them, demanding their immediate release. And finally, we don't want the American government to be sending billions of military aid through the Merida Initiative to Mexico until these outstanding cases are solved.
The Merida Initiative seeks to consolidate security between the U.S., Mexico, and Central American countries, a plan that critics compare to Plan Colombia, which has done little to reduce cocaine production. They add that because the initiative lacks a human rights structure, it opens the way for torture. 3 months ago, videos surfaced of Mexican police learning torture techniques from a private U.S. firm. Activists in New York are targeting Senator Clinton's office because of what they say is her support of the Merida Initiative. Rob Jareski, another friend of Brad Will, who also took part in the hunger strike, explains.
Senator Clinton should show leadership on the initiative to arm the Mexican police and the military. She should recognize that providing weapons to corrupt, brutal security forces is counterproductive, especially when you have more than 90% of crimes going unreported in Mexico because the people are so afraid of going to the police, who are implicated in narco trafficking and in the kidnapping rings. So we want her to be a visionary and to stand up first and foremost for a New York-based journalist, our friend Brad Will, who was murdered by the police in Oaxaca. And then for the activists who have been charged with his murder outrageously, you know, they are currently in extreme danger. That's why we're here.
Brad Will was murdered 2 years ago today. For more information, go to friendsofbradwill.org.